Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father, for allowing us this time to be able to spend with you, oh, Father, on this line. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this word that's about to come forth today that's going to feed your people. You said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. So we thank you that this word tonight is going to build up your people's faith, that they will be able to move in areas, Father, in which they haven't been able to move in before. We thank you for their faith being built up and elevated by this word. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, oh, Father, that would take from this word and that would try to steal from your people. And we thank you for your anointing flowing over this line. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mr. Tamara.
Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday Night Prayer Line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a Wednesday night prayer line as well, and that number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And during our once-a-month in-person service, you can tune in at 12:30 p.m. and listen to the entire church service live on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can also be written into Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in your prayer request to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. We have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service, and that's for this upcoming Sunday, which will be July 10th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30 p.m., and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, and the address is 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight, your Word, God, that can do what no one else can do. We thank you for the Word of God. We're cleansed through the blood of Jesus and washed through the water of the Word. Father, I thank you for your cleansing blood and your word to wash us tonight in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to John, the 11th chapter and verse 4 and 1 John 5, 13, 14, and 15. Again, John 11 and 4, 1 John 5, verses 13, 14, and 15. Get those two books, could you please? Amen.
Amen.
This word is a word tonight. We're going to stand in agreement for healing because that's something we need from God. And why we need this from God is because we're in a fallen world which is full of sickness and disease. And this happened after the fall, Adam and Eve, when they rebelled against God. And so we're in a fallen world where nothing is perfectly together, nothing. Without friction, nothing is perfect because we are in a fallen world. There's turmoil, there's struggles, There's many sickness and addiction. All these things lead to one thing, sickness and illness. So we are the fallen world causes sickness and disease. And when someone say they have never been sick, they're lying, because we're in a fallen world. And there's something going to come against your body because it's not perfect. And so that's why we need the healing virtues of Jesus to heal us, because we are in a fallen world. And we're going to see tonight by the word of God, healing is a process. Healing is a process, and many times it takes a minute for some things to overtake your body and make you feel better. There's many processes, there's many steps, there's many things that have to fall in order, many reactions and many functions, process of healing. And God is so good, he allowed science to develop many things to make it better. And so it's a process, it's steps. And God allow the mind of humans to invent many things to help, to cause things to be better. But we're in a fallen world. This is for real. And the disposition of this fallen world is illness and addiction and all kinds of sickness and disease, turmoils and struggles. That's a part of this world, a fallen world. And so that's why we have need of Jesus as never before. And when you are connected, you got to get this tonight, when you are connected, he is the source of everything in the universe. That relationship with God, that personal relationship with God, a connection with God. When you're in that place where you are connected, in relationship with God, he's your source tonight. And there's things that, when we go into a place of violation, that's sinning against God and unforgiveness, there are many who don't get delivered from illness. Sin and unforgiveness is a violation of his command. And so there are those who have not violated, who are walking in forgiveness, and still experience sickness. It's because we are in a fallen world. And that's why the connection with God is our source to enable us to do whatever we are supposed to do in this life, in this world. That's your connection. He's your source. Because of the fallen world, many times we get afflicted, like allergy. That's an affliction. All kinds of different diseases, which is not unto death, but causes illness. This is real, thanks to God. I'm not talking to a super saint today. I'm talking to people that's real and know this is real. And know that it's a process of healing. I know a saint that got saved maybe 30 years ago, if never ever seen a physician, and they get sick, but they never go to the doctor. I don't get involved with that, because that's between them and God. But they never ever have been to a physician from the time of their salvation. They experience different things, different problems. I say, well, then that's your faith. I'm not interfering with that. And when they feel bad, they just pray. They don't go to the doctor. But we're in a fallen world, and there are people that they're sick, but not unto death. John 11:4, please.
And it reads, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
This is what Jesus said. He never said death. He never pronounced death on Lazarus. He said this illness, this sickness, is not unto the death of Lazarus, in order to bring glory to God. Jesus, moved by the Holy Spirit, Spirit anointed him. Lazarus came forth. So there are those come forth because of Jesus, because the Spirit of God come against that illness, that disease that you are going through in your body, mind, spirit, soul, addiction, whatever tonight. The Spirit of God goes into that place and brings forth health. The Spirit of God goes into that place and restore. He go into that place and make you sound in your body. He does that all the time. He brought Lazarus forth. He never pronounced death on Lazarus. He called it a sickness. And there are those that need the hands of God, because you are connected tonight, to go into that place where you're dealing with illness, where you're dealing with whatever in your body. Some people are dealing with mental illness. Some people are dealing with addiction, all kinds of addiction. Whatever is causing your body not to be sound tonight, whatever is causing your life not to be sound tonight, healing is a great word. Whatever is causing you not to be sound tonight and you need healing, I wish that you receive tonight. You need to cooperate with the Word of God. If you need healing in any aspect of your life, to things to be cured or things to be restored, improvement, for doors to open, for things to be rebuilt, all of this is a connection with healing. And there are so many need all these things tonight. Why? Because we're in a fallen world. Because of Adam and Eve rebel against God. And so this is just so important tonight for those that need a deliverance tonight. He is a God of deliverance. He delivered Lazarus. He brought him forth. He spoke to that thing that had him in chains and had him under bondage to release him, saints of God. It had to release him because of Jesus obeying his Father. That grave had to release him, and he was restored. But it's so important tonight to know that when we willfully violate the Word of God, and we walk in unforgiveness or whatever it may be, that thing lingers on and on and on. And some people never get healed from it because of being proud and won't repent, ask for forgiveness. It doesn't work. It's a violation of God's word. But there's sin unto death. We're going to see this tonight by the word of God. I want you to turn to Acts 5, 1 through 5, please. They got no healing. They received nothing. They died. Acts 5, 1 through 5. First one, get that book, please. You please read.
But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land, whereas it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all of them that heard these things.
This is for real. This is an Ananias and Sapphira. They committed the unpardonable sin. They lied to the Holy Spirit. They lied to God. Satan filled their heart to lie to God. They had the use of their own money to do whatever they wanted to do with it. But they came together, husband and wife, and lied to God. Satan filled their heart. And it was an unpardonable sin. That was a sin unto death. God sees everything, even when we keep it a secret. And this was a sin of greed that was in their heart. It caused these two people to lie to God. And because of it, it was unpardonable because they lied to the Holy Spirit. And we're in a time now, people just lie to the Holy Spirit all the time. But God is so merciful. He It's a God that sends us sobering warnings over and over again for us to avoid something. He's that kind of a God. He's a kind, long-suffering God. He sends us sobering warnings for us to avoid something. And many times we just walk over those sobering warnings. Just walk over them as though the Holy Spirit does not see. Have no respect to the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, it's an unpardonable death. They didn't have a chance to repent, saints. That sin they committed in their heart destroyed them. And so it is so important because nowadays there's so many disregard the Holy Spirit. It's so grievous to my soul. How many disregard the Holy Spirit. And God gives us warning after warning after warning after warning on things we should avoid. And we constantly walk in those things. This is the Word of God. It's nothing we're making up. It's unpardonable to lie to the Holy Spirit. But it becomes a trend in the times we're living in now. No respect to the Holy Spirit. But tonight, when those that are committed to God, when you are committed to God, you're in relationship with God, you respect the Holy Spirit, you reverence the Holy Spirit, and when you come into a place where you get out of order, you quickly go to God and you repent. Why? Because God is our connection. He's the source of everything. Why? Because we're in a fallen world. Wake up, saints. We're in a fallen world, an imperfect world, a world that's full of disease, illness, turmoil, struggles, killing, all kinds of things, a fallen world. So we have need of staying connected to God. And when you are connected to God, you're going to see tonight. 1 John 5, 13, 14, 15, please. First one, give it, please read. 1 John 5, 13, 14, and 15.
And it reads, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have petitioned what we have desired of him.
This is to the point. We have eternal life. You that believe in the Son of God, relationship committed. We have courage in God, knowing his presence is there, because we are sure that he hears us if we ask him for anything that's according to his will. Healing is according to God's will, thanks to God. He hears us whenever we ask him, and since we know this is true, we know that he gives us what we ask him. He gives us those things. We ask from him, thanks to God. And this is to those that yielded to God. When we're yielded to the Holy Spirit, you have confidence that you're asking, you're believing, it's according to God's will, and that God hears you. Those who are yielded to God, those who are not yielded to God, he has placed them in God's care. You can't do anything about that. When any individual, Ananias and Sapphira, was not yielded, the disciple could not do anything about that. That judgment came upon them from above, not from no human, from above, saints of God. They were not yielded. The disciple didn't pray. They just let them know, you lied to God, not to us. They were not yielded. They didn't even pray for those two individuals. They didn't say one prayer for them. They put them in the care of Jesus, of God. And God himself brought down the judgment because Ananias and Sapphira was not a yielded individual. They had been around, they had seen the things of God. They was aware of the Holy Spirit, but yet they were not yielded, and they did not get help. But when we are yielded, yielded means connected. I'm not talking about playing church. I'm not talking about a building. I'm not talking about humans. I'm talking about the Most High God, the Sovereign Spirit of the Holy Spirit, the Prince of Peace, the Great I Am. I'm talking about God, God the Source, God the one that has everything in control, God the one that heals, God the one that delivers. Tonight is a night of importance to be yielded to him, because we're in a fallen world, and because we're in a fallen world, sickness and disease many times come into our members, our body. Struggles come. Things fall apart. Doors closes. God has to go in a place where things have to be restored. That's deliverance. That's healing. We need God to go in to rebuild something that fell apart. That's healing. When those things in our, and when our body is not healthy, God goes and make our body healthy and sound again. He goes in and treat that with his own remedy. He allowed medical science and doctors to give us the right medicine, the right thing to treat that ailment. But there are so many take it lightly because of the world system, of this fallen world. These two people, Ananias and Sapphira, they had seen the acts of God. They had been in the midst of the disciples. But Satan went into their heart, and they became unyielded. That means disconnection to God. Disciples didn't pray for them. They were in the care of Christ, in the care of God, And judgment fell on them right before the people's eyes. This is so important tonight because we need God, our source, at all times, saints of God. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's the root of diseases. Sin, unforgiveness, and the love of things is the root, is a root that causes many things that we cannot get delivered from. For a minute, that devil make you think that you're getting by and that you are a winner. That's what he did for Ananias and Sapphira. He deceived them. And they thought their plan was working. But God was looking down and seeing all things that was in their heart. It's so important now to be connected to the Spirit of God as never before. Because there are some diseases that medical science don't have a clue what to do with it. Don't have a clue. It's trial and error. They're playing with people's lives. This is for real. You know it's for real. And they let you know we don't have the medicine. We don't understand how this particular illness or what's going on, but we can give you comfort. In any way, they're saying it's a death sentence. But this word is saying when the Spirit of God spoke through Jesus to Lazarus, this sickness is not unto death. That's when God will go in when something has been pronounced over your life that medical science don't have a clue how this is going to work out for you because they don't have the invention. They don't have the medication. They don't have the understanding. But nothing is hidden from God. God sees, he knows how to treat anything, saints of God. He knows what is a remedy, what will be benefit for you in this hour. He knows what will rebuild and improve your condition. Only one knows that is God. Humans don't know that. He knows what the cure is tonight, saints of God. And so tonight, if I were you, I would get my mind on the Lord Jesus. Why? Because being connected to him is the source of everything you have need of. So many people worrying about how I'm going to make it next month, how I'm going to pay my bills, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do this, and I want this for my children, I want this. God says he knows everything you have need of before you even ask. He say he knows about tomorrow. If he's concerned about a flower, if he's concerned about birds, he's concerned about you tonight. But when you are in a place where your mind is so clouded and so cluttered, the devil loves that. But when you are in connection with God, I'm talking about relationship, personal, that means the two of you, you know he's your source. You know that he's your helper. You know that he's your support. You don't try to explain it to anyone. You just know that you know that God already have the answer for me. And I know he received my petition tonight because it is God's will. This is God's will. That he heals and that he delivers. That's the will of God. Healing and deliverance is God's will. So tonight I'm asking by faith, free your mind tonight. Free your mind from all those things that's clouding your mind tonight. Free your mind tonight from the clutter in your mind. Free your mind tonight about all those things that God already knows that is done. Free your mind tonight for restoration. Free your mind tonight for benefits from God. Free your mind tonight so God can go into that place and open up the door where there's a remedy and a treatment in that door. I believe it. I believe it, saints of God, who the Son set free is free indeed. It's so important to walk in forgiveness. It does not mean that you have not been bruised, hurt, or did wrong. But Jesus went on the cross for all those things. And what happens? Forgive. Let it go. Receive healing. Healing is the bread for the children. He will that you walk in healing because of this fallen world, because he want to use you in this time. And so he goes into that place when the enemy tries to afflict you with illness, disease, and all kinds of struggles and turmoils in your life because you are being used by God in this particular dispensation. The Spirit of God goes into that place, hears your petition, and does what? He heals you. It's just that simple. He goes into that place and cure and restore. Saints, it worked. There were a time in my life where I didn't see it so simple like this. But when you know the devil should have took me out when I wasn't standing in faith. But when you stand in faith and you know that tomorrow is already in the care of Christ Jesus, your families, your needs, the doors you need to walk through, because you are connected, you're in relationship with God, he's using you as a vessel in the earth for this time we're living in. That means God go into a place and come against every enemy, every adversary, everything that's closing doors, everything that's afflicting, everything that's bringing you down. God goes into that place and fight every enemy for you. Why? Because you're his servant in this hour. And you're connected to him. And what does he do? He go into that place because you trust in him. Healing is a process of time. And in the process of time, you get relief. In the process of time, your support comes from God. In the process of time, things are reconciled and rebuilt. The Spirit of God. Give us those benefits. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a real word, God. And God, I thank you tonight. You see, healing is the children's bread. And God, I give you praise tonight because we're in a fallen world. Sickness and diseases all around us. Because there's nothing perfect. Everything is imperfect with turmoils and struggles in life. Sickness, diseases, predisposed, all kinds of illness, all types of addiction, killing and raging. All these things of sickness and disease is rampantly in this fallen world. But God, tonight, your word says, when we have a connection with God, in relationship with God. He's our source for everything in the universe. Everything that we have need of, it comes from the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight confessing that we have sinned. You said we confess our sins. You are just and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. If there's any unforgiveness, Father, we loose it tonight. We let it go tonight. You said to bless those who persecute you. You said bless and curse not. We ask that you bless. Bless everyone that made it hard for us. Everyone that closed doors for us. Everyone that tried to trip us up. Everyone, oh God, that lied against our character. Everyone that did everything they possibly could to make it hard, God, we forgive tonight in Jesus' name. We hold nothing against anyone in the name of Jesus, because, Father, we need healing tonight. In the process of time of healing, you are the one, God, that controls the time. You are the one that controls the process. So in Jesus' name, Father, we bring the petitions before you tonight. And we know you hear us tonight because we have repented. And God, we know it's your will to heal us. So in the name of Jesus, tonight, the people of God that's afflicted with disease, raging in their bodies, in their mind, in their homes. Homes are full of disease, full of turmoil, full of struggle. It's a disease. Disease is all around us. Many people just out for outings, don't return home because of disease in somebody's mind to destroy them. Father, we're in a fallen world. That we need the Spirit of God to go into every place that's diseased tonight and make sound and make healthy for us, God, to do the works of God in the earth. Those things that need to be rebuilt in our lives, Holy Spirit, you are a rebuilder. You know how to restore. We know that you, God, know how to open doors at the right timing, because time, in the process of time, is in your care tonight. And so, God, we thank you tonight. I don't care how long it's been. It's in your hand. It's a process going on in our lives. In that process, in those steps, going to bring the development that we have need of. It's a move of God. It's the work of God. And Father, because we know it's a work, meaning a process, that the course you're taking concerning our lives going to mend tonight, going to improve tonight, going to restore tonight. Doors shall open. You're going to rebuild those things that Satan thinks he has torn down, because you are the healer tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for disease of the kidneys. Be healed in Jesus' name. The kidneys begin to function the way God created them to function. The disease of the eyes, be healed in Jesus' name. God, you created every member of our body. Our bodies were created by the hands of God to function in this earth, oh God, while we live. So in the name of Jesus, those body parts that's out of order tonight, that the Holy Spirit created to function a certain way, we ask in the name of Jesus that those body parts inside of us begin to line up with what God created you to be. Line up tonight in Jesus' name. Line up and function the way God designed you to function. Be healed in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Spirit of God to go into that place, God, because these sicknesses is not unto death. In the name of Jesus, that the healing virtues of Jesus begin to move in all parts of our body, mind, spirit, soul, personal life, family life, the struggles we're going through, that the Spirit of God go into places that we can't support ourselves. Support us, Holy Spirit, tonight. That all the benefits we have need of God, you open doors of benefits. And Father, because you design us, we must function the way you design. Oh, Holy Spirit, those functions that's out of order tonight, that the Spirit of God move into those places that he designed, that humans didn't do it, you design. Cause those designs that you placed over us to work according to the designs of the Holy Spirit tonight. Make sound and make healthy tonight. And God, I do praise you for it, that those receiving by faith everything they have need of concerning healing tonight, that the Spirit of God go into those places and make well. Every seed uproot tonight, every seed that you didn't produce uproot tonight, uproot the seeds that will cause premature death in anything in our lives. Uproot those seeds tonight. And the Holy Spirit, drive those seeds into dry places to wither and to die tonight. And God, I thank you tonight for the process of healing to begin to those that have faith and to those that believe that the Spirit of God will cause that to be developed. Then a move of God tonight will move in those places and bring results because we are connected and you are our source. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. By faith, believe it's God's will. We have petitioned him tonight, and it's his will to heal us. It's his will to deliver us, saints of God. Be encouraged. It's done by faith. If you can believe in Jesus' name, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, and thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.